This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, your attention please, for the continuation of conversation amongst people that you know and like and trust. Jennifer Horn, who's more trustworthy than her? Or Victoria Keelan, who's more trustworthy than her? And Kara Schillen, for heaven's sakes, all the trust in the world is on your shoulders, ladies. Are you ready for the task?
Yes.
Bring it on. Yes, please.
Around the nation and around the world, it seems that there has some lawyers come up with an extension of the Me Too movement because Guantanamo detainees say that the searches, their groin searches, are sexual harassment.
Sorry, I will continue to laugh at these people.
They've accused the guard force, the prisoners, have a prisoners' union, and they have a complaint lodged against the guards, sexual harassment for conducting groin searches.
They're allowed to have a union, the prisoners?
Yes, and it's led by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the mastermind of September 11th, as you remember, said in broken English before a war court session, quote, "We will be under sexual harassment today for being in here. We're being searched before we're being brought in here." I'm sure my English doesn't sound like his. There are other alleged co-conspirators who said the same thing about what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said, the sexual harassment. One of the deputies who was there, one of the people in charge of the attacks, has called the search procedure a sexual harassment. Wow. Man being held in Gitmo. And, of course, whatever goes down there, nobody knows anything about. Isn't that where was the waterboarding? Was that down in Gitmo?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. So, are we worried about this? Does it seem funny? It seems amusing. What are these guys doing? They've been down there for all this time. What are they?
Well, see, here's the thing. This is the interesting thing about this. They're given limited access to satellite news networks. What's been the number one headline for the last few months now?
Me too.
So they're literally trying to claim that they're having a Me Too moment as well.
Right.
So this is, I give them credit for creativity.
Imagination, yeah, right.
But this is laughable.
Right. Well, but under the law, Victoria, groin searches were banned a couple of years ago. But according to the Supreme Court, allowing physical groin searches to continue. Most of the commanders at Gitmo use wands to search the groin area, but there are a few holdouts that still stick their hands in there.
There's so many good jokes here. I just want you to know I'm holding back to be polite.
No, don't hold back.
Oh, no, this is...
Let's go.
Unleash
Come on.
Them. Go for it.
I've done a few groin searches with a wand before in my life.
Yeah, no, this is just unbelievable. This is where we are right now, where you've got a bunch of Gitmo people who have access to TV somehow putting themselves as part of the Me Too Times.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, they're going to be wearing their Time's Up buttons in their cells. Gosh.
All right, so the Russians...
But doesn't this kind of beg the question, why are they allowed to watch TV?
I know! It's Gitmo, for crying out loud.
I don't get that.
Why should they be allowed to watch TV? The whole system, whether it be with these guys or our prison system in general, it's not aimed at doing anything except incarcerating people. It doesn't help them. They aren't better off when they come out. What do they do with their time? Why aren't they working? And whatever they're achieving by working.
Well, I don't know that we want these guys working.
I don't think it get most
I'm not talking about these guys, but
to release into the population.
No,
that's part of the problem. And there is always this debate. Obama, when he was president, took a lot of people out of Gitmo and either let them go or tried to put them into general population prisons in the country. To me, the people that end up or find themselves in Gitmo, don't you think it's like military tribunal time? That's kind kind of what happens? Do they well,
why is it taking so long for them to... Why are they still there? They haven't been...
They're still in pretrial hearings from 2012. Yeah. Like, what the heck is going on down there?
Well, you got to wonder about that. But I was, my comment was aimed at the broader circumstance that we find ourselves in having so many prisons and having so many people in prison that ought not to be in prison, and the real guys who are hardened criminals aren't staying long enough, and the people who ought not to be in there at all are in there. It's a crazy, cockamamie, stupid system.
Speaking of, you ready for the latest from California? Speaking of cockamamie, it's stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very difficult in California to, well, it's not difficult, but you have to go through, you have to jump through some hoops if you want to own a gun. In California, there's lots of legislation surrounding how you purchase ammunition and the types of checks that you go through. And so that's fine. As a resident of California, you know, that's what you are going to expect. Well, Jerry Brown yesterday, who's a big advocate for taking guns off the streets and not, you know, not allowing people to really fully exercise their Second Amendment rights, signed a law that says that people who do, like, let's say, armed robbery, or they attack you and they have a gun in their hand, there used to be an extra penalty for those people if they used a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took that out yesterday.
Really?
So now there's no extra penalty if you commit a crime using a gun or a firearm.
For what reason? Did he explain his reasoning?
Prison population.
Other than the obvious, yeah.
Prison overcrowding, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, but that's the way this state, that's why there's so many people who seem to say in the other parts of the country, it would be good if California sort of went off on its own as a country on itself.
Just kind of cracked off and floated out into the Pacific.
Yeah, floated out. The state of California is the seventh largest economy in the world, so it could sustain itself. So just
But would it
later.
Really be able to, though, without the rest of us?
Nah, it would be too complicated.
No.
It's a nice
if we were
thought.
The thought is to there's always been seceding, and this idea of succession away from the country has resurfaced again once Trump won the presidency. So it might even be on the ballot when we vote in this year in 2018. If that happens, I will move. I'll have to.
Well, you know what? Under the circumstances, let's think about this for just a second. The way elections are conducted in California, I don't know that it's like this in any other state in the country. There's no more Republican Democrat. The state legislature, to ensure that the state would be Democratic forever or run by Democrats forever, there was a law that was passed. Was it last
Prop
year or the 14. Year before?
No, Prop 14 back in 2010.
Has it been that long? Okay, mm-hmm. Which basically requires the two top vote getters to run off in the final election. So whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, there aren't two parties. It's just whoever the top two members of
ranked
the
choice
whatever.
Voting, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so that in this state means there will never be a Republican elected to do anything again.
And the person that was, well, one of the people, there were two, but the one that was most advocating for this was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so it's very funny because over the last several days, Arnold Schwarzenegger has coupled himself with a guy named Chad Mays. And I don't expect you guys to know that guy because he's a local California legislator. He was in the assembly. He was the assembly minority leader. But he stood with all the Democrats and like two Republicans and voted for cap and trade, which is a really, it was very controversial. And Republicans and most independents in the state of California hated it because it's going to result in more taxes. And so Chad Mays became this like piranha in politics, right? He didn't want to be no one wants to be associated with him. He lost his leadership as the minority leader. And so now he and Arnold Schwarzenegger have decided to couple together to in California create a more moderate version of the Republican Party, and that he wants that message to carry throughout the country, that they want to have this new faction of a kinder, gentler Republican Party. And I thought, boy, you two are like the least popular Republicans in the state of California ever. You thinking anybody's going to buy into this, but maybe the rest of the country will. Who knows?
Speaking of politics, this is a fellow that was a news anchor. Remember him, Chris Hurst? Whose girlfriend was also a news reporter that was killed live on TV.
This
was sworn in.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he ran for the 12th district seat in Virginia's House. This happened a couple of years ago with his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, the girlfriend
was that long ago because I feel like I was on the show with you guys when it happened.
It was like a year, something
long.
Like that ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we're not that far from it. This is Rich actually made it so that the office is locked like all the time unless you have a key card because he was worried, and you can't get up to our floor unless you have a key card because of things like this. You know, you have people who are crazy, who are listeners or something like that, and you don't want them to be able to get in case they make a crazy mm-hmm. decision like that. But, yeah, he ran. I don't think he ran on a platform of, like, gun control reform.
That was a big issue for him, though.
But it is a big issue on his platform. So it was very cool that, you know, something could happen like this in someone's life, and then they make a decision that, hey, I want to make a change because this is an issue. Mm-hmm. And then he won, so good for him.
He said his main focus would be health care and education, not gun control. But he did say, quote, every single idea that could possibly address and reduce the number of people dying from gun homicides and suicides, accidental firing deaths, that sort of thing, I think that stuff is on the table. So yeah, there's a focus on that. Anyway, what a shame, though.
I may not agree with him as far as the gun rights stuff goes, but you know what? I think that something like this should be commended. More of us should be doing stuff like this and getting politically active.
Getting involved.
Yeah, when we're pushed into it. So yep. Good for him.
Yeah. All right, speaking of getting involved, how many of you are thinking of getting involved in this tour to Hawaii that's scheduled for this March? I'm going, bringing a lot of you along. A 13-day guided tour with Your Man Tours, 877-900-4574. It would be wonderful if you and a person that's close to you would come to Hawaii with me in March, 877-900-4574. So whether you're a fan of the program, you really like my company, or you just want to go, you're going to ignore me and have fun on the tour. Free trip brochure at 877-900-4574. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Good Day Health Show, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Podcast that's up there right now at gooddayhealthshow.com features Ken and I talking about catching the flu, the link between dementia and exercise, prenatal vitamins. I've been working on this lemon water diet that I talked about on the podcast, Ken, and it's working very well for me. It's just kind of a helter-skelter thing. This is not a formula from anybody. I just instinctively thought, all right, I'm going to put some apple cider vinegar and I'm using grapefruit and, I guess, citrus in general, lemon in the water, and then grapefruit a lot of it, and it really is working very well. Also on this podcast, Ken shares the 5 things that will keep you happier this year. So that's the overview of the current podcast. And then next week there will be a different one. There's a new installment every week. Check it out at gooddayhealthshow.com to learn as much as you can from Ken and from Jack, the two doctors that are associated with Good Day Health. Meanwhile, speaking of things, we were talking about how silly it is for parents or mothers especially, but I didn't think secondhand smoke from a father would affect a baby in the womb. But here's another focus on what you're doing that you ought not to do and when it starts. I've often asked, wondering, I guess back to my high school days, Ken, you probably noticed this too, girls especially trying cigarettes. And now the stats show how those who try stay at it, at least for a while, right?
Exactly. And this is only one cigarette. This comes out of the CDC this week, that at least 3 out of 5 people, Doug, who experiment with a single cigarette, one cigarette, end up becoming daily smokers at some point. So don't even try it.
Is there stuff that's being added that impacts now? Are there different things, one wonders, being added to get you hooked easier?
Well, this study didn't look at that. It just looked at the results, and you sure wonder, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, these people are These people are incorrigible. They are horrible. What they do and why anybody, I say this outwardly and openly, if you're working for a tobacco company, even though you may say it was a good job, you're nothing but death merchants. You're killing people, and it's intentional, and it's outrageous. All right, so having said that, Ken's not going to jump onto that bandwagon, so let's keep moving here.
I don't know if it's intentional. They want customers, but...
Well, of course it's intentional. Putting stuff on that hooks them, the scientists, they tell them what to put into it, the additives, so they get people hooked on it. They're very intentional.
It's unfortunate, the whole thing, and just don't start, don't become a customer. That's the easiest way to deal with it.
Next item has to do with how much sleep. This is almost a weekly thing, the benefits of having enough rest.
Exactly. This comes out of this week's Journal of Behavior Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry, that less than 8 hours of sleep increases the risk of anxiety and depression. So before you have to go through therapy, get on drugs for anxiety and or depression, just make sure you're clocking enough sleep. You know, you can't do it every night, but just try to the best of your ability. We usually say 7 to 8. In this study, they actually wanted 8. It's getting tougher.
All right, so if you're not getting enough rest, I would underscore how good it is, important it is to have a good mattress and a good pillow, and there's no better way to get great pillows than to go to mypillow.com, use the code DJV, and get one of their fabulous premium pillows at the regular price, second one free. You can do that between now and the end of the month at mypillow.com. That's get one free. After you buy one, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee that also makes this company so valuable. Great American company, great American story, great way for you to get a great night's rest, as Ken just suggested, so you don't get depressed. Order them now at mypillow.com using the promo code DJV. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
After the hour now. How do you do? Hi. Hope things are well with you. They are with us. And when I say yes, I mean Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug all together here. You know, I find it interesting to see how many people are still interested in what went on last year. Let's see if we can round this out or somehow or other put last year out of its misery by recognizing a couple of things that are of interest and importance. The number of people who are still focused, they want to talk about global warming. Last year was the third hottest year on record, but remember the records only go back to the 1880s and how silly it is. Other than when you look at the cost of the hurricanes and the wildfires, I think this is interesting in terms of making it a costly disaster year because as taxpayers, we have to foot the bill for all of this. So the most expensive for one of them in terms of disasters, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the 16 weather and climate disasters cost the taxpayers $306 billion.
Wow, crazy.
Hurricane Harvey, dumping all that rain in Houston, the wildfires here in California, the tornadoes in the Midwest. Each disaster exceeded $1 billion in damage. One of the researchers said climate change is amplifying the frequency and intensity of certain types of extreme weather. So when I look at that, I think, because if you've listened to me for any length of time at all, you know what my feeling is, my theory on global warming. It's not either the extreme left or the extreme right. It is a factor, but it isn't the cause. So when you get down to brass tacks and you listen to some of these people that work for the government saying, basically focusing on climate change and saying that that's the problem, I kind of resist or almost resent that, because I don't want somebody who's getting paid by me to be an advocate. I want to know what the facts are, and the facts simply don't sustain blaming all of this on the global condition, the weather changing. They just, the facts don't, you can have emotion tied around that. That's okay. Emotion is one thing.
But actually the facts, though, one of my best friends is a climate scientist at Columbia University, and the facts do point to that, and he's not paid by the government. So I think it just depends on who's giving you the facts.
Well,
it's one time I'll agree with Kelly Conway.
Because the facts for one person are not necessarily the facts for another.
But I say facts and turn in like big sarcastic air quotes when it depends on whatever the special interest is, who's saying what. You can manipulate data to say anything. And we all know that. We've seen that in numerous different topics, subjects, polls, whatever it is. People want to believe what they want to believe at the end of the day.
Thank you. There it is. Ding, 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 ding.
So if you want to be
a
climate denier, you're going to be a climate denier. And, you know, and no one's going to convince you otherwise. There's tons of science there.
And if you want to blame it all on human...
Right. And I don't think that that's fair either. But
it's not.
Right. But, you know, just people are not going to be swayed on this issue. This, to me, has now become such a hotbed issue.
Like a religion.
It is. It's like religion, abortion, guns, whatever, climate change.
And forget more than a religion, it's a business. Think about how many people are capitalizing on the threat that global warming is a human condition. Just think about that. This is a huge business, maybe the biggest business out there right now, the fastest growing business with electric cars and all of these kinds of things. Sure.
That's good for innovation. It's good for business. It's okay.
Yes.
Business of powering your lights, electricity that comes from the sun or the wind, that's very productive.
And that creates jobs, too.
Yeah, it does.
So all of that is
great. And it's not
going to
put Exxon Mobil out of business. Come on, don't be, or the people who dig the coal out of the ground. There's always going to be there's a customer for all of this stuff, one way or another. All right, so let's, one more thing about last year before we rip it up and throw it away. Last year, we as a country spent $3.4 trillion on health care, the most of any developed country. Yet when you look at the stats for the past 50 years or so, our country has had the highest child mortality rate.
That's
shocking. More than any other wealthy nation. And why?
And we're starting to die sooner again. Your mortality rate is falling.
Yeah, it is. I'm just looking at child mortality rate, and I wonder out loud whether white children, black children, does it make a difference?
Unfortunately, it does. This is affecting minorities more than Caucasians.
Yeah, and that's poverty.
Yeah.
So why is it? Am I being naive when I think about these sorts of things? It's okay if you want to spend the money to have something better, but shouldn't we all be able to? I guess this gets back into the whole business of right versus, what's the other?
Wrong. Right versus wrong.
No. Well, yeah, that's true. But whether you have the right to have this kind of coverage or whether it's a privilege. The privilege of having health care or the right to have it. And this becomes a very deep, very solid discussion between people. And
well, because I think it also goes into it, for people. So do you think health care is a right? Okay, that's one question.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to be forced to have health care? And that's another discussion. And there's a lot of gray area when it comes to health care. And if people want the government to dictate to them what type of health care plans, or if they want to be able to choose their own, or if they want to be guaranteed, there's so many different little strings to this debate. And I think a lot of people just think, well,
it should be easier. The government should just give it to you. But there's so many different things at play here. It's a really complicated subject and one that's so personal because it's your life, it's your health, it's your doctor, it's whatever
and
else.
Apparently, right. And in these cases, the poverty is the direct link to these babies dying. We should not, in 2017, in America, as wonderful as America is, this should not be happening.
Yeah.
But yet, it is still happening because the people, and this is where, you know, this where there is a class system in America. Because things like this, if this was happening to wealthy white people, it would be solved. It would be a resolved issue. And it's just, this is the kind of stuff that, unfortunately, we just don't pay that much attention to. If
well,
it's not right next to us, it,
why do you
we
say
wealthy
white people? What about wealthy black people? Because there are wealthy black people, so they get the same kind of care. It's not just whites.
Well, what I mean is, I think wealthy white people would be mobilizing into and changing policy very
this
quickly.
This is definitely more about a class. This is definitely more about a class, I think, than a race. At this point, I think it's easy to kind of to bulk people in by race, but really it comes with money making opportunity and that sort of thing. I would just say, for so many people, politics has played its way into healthcare now, and so you're either for something or you're against something, and it's the same old story about divided politics. Democrats, Republicans, and I'm not going to budge, and blah, whatever it is.
Yeah, and you wonder why.
Why are we not getting together? I mean, for me, yeah. Look, if I were running for president, I would say this is not about Republican, this is not about Democratic universal health care. This is not about Republicans trying to block that and give choice instead of mandatory health care. This is about reforming the health care system. It's about making it so that insurance is affordable for everybody, so people can actually choose to buy the plans that they want to buy. This is not about government subsidies. It's about a revamp of the system. There are so many people in the healthcare industry making tons of money because mm-hmm. they're charging $75 for a Tylenol, and because so many people have chosen it. And part of it, it's not even all their fault because they're getting sued. There's tort reform to think about. There are so many elements to this where you could actually encourage capitalism to work here, where you give people choices across state lines, where you give people more choice to develop competition so that healthcare actually becomes affordable for everybody, and you take the politics out of it. This should not be an issue that's political. It
back
just absolutely
right
should not be.
Versus privilege.
I think as an American, it should be a right. I think mm-hmm. we take for granted, you know, we think about it, education is a right. Public school, everyone says, if you're an American, well, public school, that's my right to go to public school or to send my child to public school. Why is it not also a right to have that same child insured?
Quite frankly, this right that they would give me to have health care, I don't want government health care because I've seen what people in other countries... People in other countries get prioritized on a list, and I think that is completely unfair. It's not what I want. When my family is sick, I want to be able to seek out the best care that is right for me and
for
my
everybody.
Family. I want to mm-hmm. be able to look for a combination of Eastern and Western medicine. I don't want the government to be in charge of my health care.
All right, so let me throw this into
But then there should be a mix, like, you know, there should be a mix of public and private then, and a choice. And people who can't afford the private insurance, then they
yes.
should at least have a viable option.
That exists.
Well,
that's Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal in California.
Oh, Medicaid.
I'm sorry,
oh,
Medicaid.
Medicaid.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
Medi-Cal
yeah, Medicaid.
Here, but Medicaid across the country. That's Medicaid, and that
right. But with
already.
All the cuts being right, but with all the cuts being made to the program, there are people who are not going to have any insurance now, and the people who need it and can't afford it and can't go to a marketplace and say, I can pick and choose between plans A and B, but they can't afford that, so then they're just going to have nothing.
See, what
there
bothers me
any,
about this.
It's
is
the middle
that
class that gets this, really. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and what if I can afford, or if I'm going to be, if the government's going to pay for me to have really good health care, then I want, if it's a universal circumstance, I want everybody, no matter what their age, what their background, how much money they have, how smart they are, I want them all to get access. And that just isn't the reality. Maybe I'm naive. It's sort of, if we were to take it on a microcosm, the Veterans Administration, which has been scrutinized as well it ought to have been for being a colossal nightmare on the backs of people who have given so much of themselves to help us in circumstances where we couldn't help ourselves. I thought it was interesting the president this week signed an order which will expand mental health services for veterans that are transitioning from active duty to civilian life. It's not sure. I guess under the circumstances, we don't quite know yet how the Department of Veterans Affairs is going to boost its available mental health services. because
they're already understaffed. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. But the order
the theory
instructs
of it is great. It's,
yeah.
It's,
right.
It's needed. It's necessary. It's just I don't know how that's going to happen feasibly.
Mm-hmm. Got to have mental health care for at least a year after they leave the military.
Yep.
And so the VA says part of the expansion will be utilizing group sessions, peer community outreach, that sort of thing. But it has to be a recognition on both sides. You got to know that you got a problem, and it has to be recognized by people who can help you. And that's something I think that will be hard. Imagine 20 veterans a day are committing suicide. How talk about unacceptable.
Right.
All right, food for thought here. It's 46 past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on healthcare reform. This includes the belief that a demanding patient is good for the healthcare system. Improvement in healthcare is best accomplished through investment in innovation, not by cost cutting. Patients like me are demanding innovation because our lives are at stake. Our demand is we have access to and choice in treatments without third parties, public or private, placing unnecessary obstacles in our path. We'll push back against restrictive insurance rules and formularies, obscene copay requirements, and time-consuming data entry requirements that waste doctors' time. We'll work with doctors to focus attention on cures, not dollars. The demanding patient will create a better healthcare system for everyone, because we are all patients eventually. For more details, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill?
Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. Doug and Victoria now to go through some of the things that are high-techy. As a matter of fact, we have, well, the stuff from Kodak looks very interesting, and so does the Pizza Hut info. But before we get to that, let's get to Holland Cook and his daily report from the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, in Las Vegas.
BMW, Ford, GM, Nissan, VW, and Volvo say their robo-cars will be on the road in 3 years. Tesla's even sooner, but you won't be able to buy one until around 2025, and it won't be cheap. The first autonomous vehicles we'll see will be taxis operated by Uber and Lyft, and this technology will be huge for the trucking industry, which will platoon with a driver at the wheel in the lead, followed by unmanned companion trucks. If you're driving a new car, you can already take your hands off the wheel when you parallel park. Sensors guide that process, and in the future can make robo-driving safer as cars talk to each other. Based on what Santa recently left under the tree, you may be barking at Alexa to turn up the heat or to turn lights and appliances on or off. The Essence Company specializes in IoT for senior care and home safety. Their new Care at Home product monitors seniors 24/7 and learns their routines, sending alerts to relatives or caregivers when things change. In the Touchpoint Solution booth, we are being offered live brain scans and blood pressure monitoring to demonstrate how their
wearables relieve stress. And technology can help couples who postpone starting a family and are struggling with fertility. Wearable bracelets and other sensors help pinpoint when to. At the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, so let's get at a couple of these things, including a focus not only on technology, but the stock market yesterday. If you own Kodak stock, wow, did you have a great day yesterday. Why don't you explain how that works, Victoria?
Well, Kodak announced that they have their own cryptocurrency, which is the broader term for Bitcoin, as we all sort of know it now. And they launched it. It's called Kodak Coin, and it's exclusively for photographers. And as soon as the news was announced, Kodak stock jumped 60%. And, Doug, you had said off the air, that's a great time to own Kodak right. stock. No one has said that since the 70s and Polaroids. Yeah. Kodak, actually, interestingly enough, about... maybe 4 years ago, Kodak made a big push to come back into the mainstream. They hired Lady Gaga as their creative director, and as Polaroid cameras became really popular again a few years ago, Kodak actually saw a little bit of a bump, but then other people started making Polaroid instant cameras again and under different names and things like that, so it kind of drooped. But now with Kodak Coin, they say that this platform will create a digital ledger of rights ownerships that photographers can use to register and license their new and old work. Apparently, in the photography world, this has been a really big issue, and so Kodak feels that they have solved this issue with their own cryptocurrency. Photographers can, right now, it's exclusive to photographers. They're the only ones who can use these tokens to buy and sell things, but it'll be really interesting. I think the bigger picture here is that other companies are going to start launching their own cryptocurrencies in whatever niche market they're in as well. And so Kodak Coin's initial coin offering opens on January 31st, and under SEC guidelines as a security token, and it'll be open to U.S., U.K., Canadian, and other investors. So I do think that you'll start to see other companies doing this as well.
How about Pizza Hut gets their own currency? What do you think?
You know, I would love to buy and sell things in pizza. That's my favorite food, so I would be very happy with that. But Pizza Hut has unveiled, at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, they unveiled a new autonomous concept vehicle called the ePallet. And it's what they're doing is they're basically taking away delivery drivers. And this will be their new high-tech way of getting pizza to your home. And they're going to test it out at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo.
So they're going to deliver pizzas in... how does it get from the car to the house?
Well, you walk out to the car, you type in your four-digit code, and then it gives you your food order.
There you go.
Yeah.
High-tech underscored. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.